So, hello, my name is Kevin King, and today I'm here at the Northeast Tulsa Community College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I will be interviewing Lena, and how do you pronounce your last name?
Nadia Rutt.
My last name, Obando.
Obando?
Lena Obando.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
From Colombia, right?
Colombia, yes.
And Nada Ruth?
Nadia.
Rutt. Mm-hmm. From Chile. Some topics we will discuss is life like in Colombia and Chile and their history backgrounds and how they got to where they are now. I am a TCC student at the West Campus. And Lena and Nadia are ESL students at the Northeast Campus. I'll be taking notes during the interview to recall certain information for later. So what are both of your full names, if you don't mind me asking? Just how do you pronounce them again?
Nadia Rutt.
Nadia Rutt. And?
Lena Obando.
Lena Obando. Okay. And how old are both of you, if you?
37.
37. And?
What's the question?
How old are you? Age?
44.
44. Okay. Do either of you have a job?
Can you repeat me again, please?
Do either of you have a job? Work?
If I work now?
Yes. Do you have a job?
No. In this moment, I am not working. Okay. I am just studying English.
English, okay. Do you have a job?
Yes, I have a job. I have my business. It's marketing business. Mm-hmm. I make a online logos, website, landing page, everything marketing and branding.
That's cool. Do you like the job?
I like it. I was a student a lot for that. Yeah.
Did you have a previous job before you started learning English?
Yes. I was working in a company for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I quit the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here because I want to come through a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Learn English. Mm-hmm. For that reason, I am here.
Oh, okay. So, just to find a good job and learn English, right?
Excuse me?
Just to learn English, right? And to find a better job?
It's my purpose. Okay. In a short future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. When did you move into the United States?
I have been living in Tulsa for 7 months.
Months?
Mm. Yes.
So you're kind of new to the area.
Yes, I am very new in the area. Yes, it is.
It's, yeah. What about you? When did you move to the United States?
For 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
So you kind of know the area well.
Yeah, I know that. It's a good place.
Yeah, not too big.
For family.
It's an excellent place. For kids. It's an excellent place. The people, mm-hmm, is too polite. It's not so polite.
Mm-hmm.
Because too is bad. I learned that the last week. People is very polite, mm-hmm, is kind,
mm-hmm,
is kind.
Yeah.
It's a good city. I love Tulsa.
Yes, it's perfect for, because it's not too big or too small.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
it's family, yeah.
Mm-hmm, pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for my taste.
Are there any challenges you guys had when you moved to a new country? Like, was there any advantages or disadvantages to moving to a new country?
In my case, yes. Mm-hmm. I am to trying to have a new life, because many things in Colombia didn't work in the past, and for that reason I decide to move to other place, learn a new language, see other opportunities, meet new people, and see the world, because the world is big. It's big.
It's huge.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
I didn't have any problem.
You don't have any problems?
No, because for my husband, he got a work here. He got a job here for soccer player in a team. Yeah. Roughness in this. Yeah. It's okay. Just for this. This situation, I am here. But then he got a coaching, and then yes, I stay here for a long time, three years.
Is that the main reason you moved here? It's because your husband
it's for work jobs. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Did moving to a new country make you feel anxious or scared or nervous or
all the time?
You think?
Yeah, 3 years ago and now too. All the time is always very different. The people is different. The language is different. all situation is different. Like that, my country. Oh, yeah. Yes, fears is not kids. No kids. No hug, or a little hug. it's not very emotional. That my country is very emotional. It's like more, I don't know. I feel some, I don't know how to explain this situation that I think is very hard for me. But now, 3 years ago, it's more easy. It's more easy, but it's more comfortable now. But the first time, everything is crazy.
Yes.
The idiom, the culture, the everything. For me, it was different. I was so excited. to know a new country. Really, I love challenge. And for me, it was exciting. I was waiting for the opportunity all the time. Yes, for me it was exciting.
It's very interesting meeting and learning a new language. I can see that.
Yes, and see new things and meet new things, know new things.
Have you been into any other states?
Yes.
Like New York?
Yes, but no, just visit, just for tourists, no living.
No living, just looking around, just tourists.
Yes.
Okay, what about you?
Just visit, just living here in Tulsa. And visit, I don't know, Colorado.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember how many, but Las Vegas, Florida.
Disney.
If you have kids, you need to go.
So, Nadia, right?
Mm-hmm.
While living in the United States, have you noticed any similarities or differences in culture? Culture, like
culture.
Yes.
Different culture.
Yeah. Do you like, is there any differences in culture in the United States than there is in
Chile?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
There is. Yes. Have you met any, like, any people from, like, I mean, just, have you met any people that can speak Spanish and just, like, interact with them, like, around town?
If I can interact with the other people who speak Spanish, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone else around town that came from a different country that you talked to?
Yeah, Colombia, Chile too,
Venezuela,
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico, yeah.
There are a lot of people of Mexico. Yeah.
Have you visited your country? Like, have you ever went back and just visited your own country?
If I want to visit my country again?
Yeah, I'm saying, oh wait, she's okay. Yeah.
If I have visited Colombia since I moved to Tulsa?
Yes.
No, not yet. It's too fast for go. Maybe for next Christmas, I will come to.
Do you have family in Colombia?
Yes, in Tulsa, yes. I live here with my sister.
Hmm.
Yes.
But in Colombia?
In Colombia, yes, mm-hmm. I have my parents,
mm-hmm.
and two civils,
mm-hmm.
and two civils and my cats. yes, nephew and niece. Yes, I have the almost family is in Colombia. Yes.
Okay. Do you know why your family didn't move to the United States? Did they just like the country?
Can you repeat me again?
¿Por qué tu familia no?
Do you know why your family didn't want to move to a new country and just wanted to stay in Colombia?
The only reason is because they have a different situation. I moved here for a personal situation.
Mm-hmm.
They are good there. They have my parents are farmers. Mm. And they have all their things there. My sister is working in Colombia, and my brother too. Maybe for that reason they don't move to other place.
Hmm. So they like their lifestyle.
Yes.
They like it. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That is. I like the style in Colombia too, but it's just that I want to discover new things. Mm-hmm. I want to adventure or something like that.
it's always good to discover new things.
Yes.
And learn new things.
Yes.
So have you ever visited my
country?
Mm-hmm, like, have you ever flew back over there and just
one time for four months? Yes, for 4 months. One time and return my country,
mm-hmm.
for 4 months.
Hmm.
And then come back here.
Did he get used to going to your own country? Like, did he get used to being back, you know, seeing the people, you know? Did you get used to it again? Staying for 4 months?
What? I don't understand you.
Okay. Second, did you, while staying in Chile,
mm-hmm.
did you remember some things?
Oh, when I stay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I stay for 4 months because it was COVID. I can return in my country. Yeah. The flight is closed, everything is closed. I am staying at home with my parents and my brothers and my sisters. But I was very fun. Time. It was very, very fun. But all closed just in my country in this time.
What made you come to Tulsa and just do Tulsa Community College?
Why?
Yes.
Because I need to. I'm here for 3 years, mm-hmm. and I had problem when I need explain with my word in English. Mm-hmm. I understand when I'm reading. Maybe I understand when I understand more when I listen. But when I need to explain with my word, I didn't.
Hmm.
It's complicated, but I need to practice. I'm here for that.
Are you liking the community college?
Oh yeah, I like it. I like it because they are a lot cooler here. They are different people, very kind people. I think the teacher is very good. I understand a lot. I think I'm fluent here. It's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Do you why did you choose Tulsa Community College rather than the other colleges?
Yes, because
for community colleges,
many people recommended mm-hmm. me TCC mm-hmm. when I asked it. Some people about what, which is the best place for learn English. They told me TCC.
That's
yes.
How are you liking TCC?
It's a very nice community. Mm-hmm. It's very diverse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can know about many other cultures. We are a together community. We are good partners. We cooperate each other.
Mm-hmm.
There are many good things in TCC, and the teachers, of course, are the best for me.
Yes.
the methodology mm-hmm. is very interesting. Is I think is effective.
Mm-hmm.
The environment is mm-hmm. too nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good reasons.
Sorry, the first question is it was the same question here. I think mm-hmm. I don't understand you very well. Why? TCC.
Why you chose?
Oh yeah, yes. It's the same for her. All the people send me, hey, TCC is the best for English.
Did you ask around,
mm-hmm.
or did you have any friends that went to TCC?
Yeah, yes. All okay. the people send me, hey, if you're looking for learn more English, yes, TCC is the best. It's the best program, I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my case, what the bold. Friends that study at TCC and people out that told me
mm-hmm.
TCC is the best place.
Okay. That's good. What do you, Nadia, mm-hmm. what do you think is a difficult part about learning a new language like English? What do you think is difficult about it?
What is the more difficult, mm-hmm. say? pronunciation.
Conversations.
Conversation and pronunciation, the word. English is you reading one form and then you need to speak or pronunciation is it's more difficult. It's just this. It's pronunciation, I think my accent thing. I don't know. This is more, I think it's more difficult for me.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, conversations can be difficult when when the person is, you know, talks way too fast and you can't comprehend what's going on.
Yeah.
I can see that. Was that the same for you? Or do you have any?
Really, I think for me, in my case, is the vocabulary because it's...
Oh, yes, it's... Even people that do know English don't know how to use vocabulary in the correct way.
Yes.
It can be very hard.
Yes, and because one word has many meanings.
And the pronunciation is the same.
Yes, and depend if it's a verb or it's a noun, or if an adverb or it's an adjective have different ways. Maybe that is more difficult for me.
Yes, that's what I have trouble with sometimes.
In Spanish?
Yes, just trying to comprehend what's going on. How does it feel to learn a new language like English? Does it feel great knowing a new language?
Yeah. All the time. Yes, it's very good. Learn other language. I feel good.
Do you plan on learning a new language other than English?
I love French.
French?
I love French. Yes. I like this.
I have an aunt that's from France, so she has a French accent.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Very romantic.
It's romantic.
Yeah. We have a classroom. In our classroom.
Yes.
We have a holiday.
We
had
a partner.
Yeah.
Renzo is from Belgium, and he speaks French. And oh my goodness, we all time are asking, please say this word in French. Yes, very nice. Yes, it's an exciting experience to learn a new language. And when I see the progress, that is my second semester at TCC, and I can see the difference between the first semester and this semester. And when you know that, this is a big motivation for continue. Yes, I would like to learn French too.
I feel more comfortable months and months with the English.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I have some troubles in Monday because during 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Monday and Sunday, I am speaking Spanish.
Oh yeah.
And when I come
when I come to return, I
feel a little lost. But 2 hours ago, after I understand better. Yes.
While taking TCC college classes, is it stressful for you?
Oh no.
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 Do you feel confident in those classes?
I feel very good. Yes.
Okay.
The teacher explained very well. I can understand everything. I feel very comfortable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what, you know, TCC tries to aim for, just try to make their students feel comfortable and just free. Do you think college classes can be stressful, or do you have any?
No. Really, no. No, in fact, I prefer the face-to-face class, the live the class in life, that Zoom class. Yes, I need to come to TCC. Yes.
In person is always better.
It is always better, yes.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Interactive is very interactive.
Interactive, yes.
Yes.
Do you have any future goals that you were wanting to do after college?
Yeah, I need to expand my business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I need to get more meeting with the other people too, with the other business. It's for that reason I need to learn in more English. It's for my business.
So yeah, to expand and
explain more. Need to explain. Need to know more word in English for explaining my business for the other people in our meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for this reason. It's the most important for me.
Yes, it's kind of sad knowing that most Americans don't really want to learn Spanish, you know, because when I took Spanish, I liked Spanish. It was an interesting language. Yeah. I just liked it again. Mm-hmm. And even though it's kind of hard, you know, that's what's fun about it. It's challenging. So
it's showing, yes. And it's important too, to know Spanish, because it's a popular language too.
Oh, yes. And here in the United States, there are a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that speak English.
In Tulsa, it's not very... No, they are people can speak Spanish, but they are not very people. I know 3 or 4 American that they are speaking in Spanish now.
Oh, really? Are they fluent in that language?
Yes, it's very fluent.
Really?
Yeah. That's very good.
So you just can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying to learn a new language, like Spanish again. Do you have any future goals?
Yes. I would like to homologate my career here, because I am a country girl. And I think I am in a good stay for work in my career, like animal science professional.
Okay.
This is a good place for, and the state need people that work in that area, because there are not many people in that area.
Okay.
So that is one of my goals, homologate my title here, my degree, yes.
Are you planning on going to a university?
Yes.
After TCC?
Yes.
Do you know what university that is?
No.
No?
I think I just need to learn more English or do the next step. Yes.
I heard that OSU, it's in Stillwater, is a really good college.
Yes, I am heard that many people told me that it's a very good university for
animal science
and vet and veterinary, and yes.
Yeah.
I am thinking about.
And it's only like an hour away, right? It's only like just 1 hour away from Tulsa.
Yes, so it's close.
Very close.
It's very close. Yes, it's very close. Yes.
Do you have, are you thinking of going to university?
I was in one university here. And how are you?
ORU?
Yeah.
Oral Roberts?
Oral Roberts with an MBA in business.
You went in business?
Yes. But I didn't finish because my English is not very good, but I need to finish this MBA. Then after DCC.
So after you get, or after you understand more English, you'll go back to Oral Roberts?
I was very good in ORU, but it was very, very hard for me. I think very stressful. It's more hard than here. But now I need to learn more English. I need to speak more English and explain more, and then come back and Oral Roberts, an MBA.
Yes. Yeah, I'm 18. My plan after TCC would be to go to OSU and study engineering, because I also have a very good engineering program. So just to look around and
you
see.
You are 18. You are so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's my plan for this fall to go to OSU.
Engineer in what area? In which area?
Probably aerospace or biomedical.
Aerospace?
It teaches about like planes, engines, stuff like that. Just different engineering for commercial flying.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Just learning and coming up with new ideas.
I'm industrial engineer.
You're also an engineer?
Yes, it's for that here I'm study an MBA, Master Business Administration. Yes.
Tulsa has, I think it has a good school for study your that degree engineer that you want. There are many things about aeronautic. Aeronautic, yes.
Okay. I'll look into more schools around here just to see if there are any other schools that can offer a good program. Well, it is 1:30. These are all the questions I have for you guys today. Is there anything else you would like to add before we finish this interview? Any information you'd like to add?
No. Life is just one. And go for the things that you want.
Aim for it, right?